We're talking with Bob Jackman from La Valley Middleton Building Supply, your project solutions headquarters. We got a couple of weeks before Memorial Day, but it is time to talk about summer. Let the summer begin.
I'm with you 100%, and I'll bet you a good majority of our listening group is with us. You know, we want summer. We're all done with winter, and we're all done with this winter, spring, back and forth stuff. And let's go.
Yes.
So we always like to start the season with, traditionally it's Memorial Day weekend when the summer begins. But before that, most everybody now that has a cottage is opening that place up.
I'm getting ready, yeah.
Get ready for the summer. It used to be, again, that Memorial Day weekend was your first weekend at the summer cottage, which means that it was a weekend of work and getting ready. Now everybody's smart enough to go up a couple weekends before and get everything ready. So the Memorial Day weekend is number 10 on our list, which we'll get to at the end. Mm-hmm. But Memorial Day weekend being so close, you got to think about what does your place need to get ready.
And you got to find it out, yeah.
You know, we talk about the outside projects and getting those things ready for those for people that have one home that don't have a summer place.
Right.
Or a cottage or even a camp somewhere. That's absolutely important. Those people have probably started those projects, or at least they've started their homework, and they don't expect their project to be done for a little while because everybody is still busy. The second thing we see is that these people opening the summer places up, they have a next to impossible duty.
What's that?
Eliminate mice.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Again, I think the first one that can actually figure out how to keep them out, I mean out, 100%. That's a billionaire right there.
Because it's a challenge. I've got seven transmitter sites where I have to do that. And there's nothing is foolproof, but one of them in particular was really, really bad over in Newport, New Hampshire. It's right in a swamp. And I've been able to control them, but it took several things to get it done. And the most important thing is I'm able to get there during the winter every couple of weeks. You know, that's the thing. If you're there, as opposed to when you're not there, you have an advantage over them.
That makes perfect sense.
Yeah,
and I will tell you that we were just involved 3 years ago in a project. It's a camp up in Pittsburgh, and this gentleman built it to a standard that we all know to be correct. Mm-hmm. And he spray foamed insulation everywhere.
Oh.
He has not had a mouse.
Well, good for him. At least it worked.
It's only 3 years old.
Well, yes, I know. I've tried that in a couple places. And another thing a lot of people like to do is they get steel wool and shove that in all the holes.
Right.
Sometimes before they put in the foam, but, you know.
Now, those holes are really something we want to be talking about.
Well, that's it, yeah.
So we kind of developed a 10-point quick list to help people understand, you know, what's the process? If you're new to a summer home or you're new to a camp, and you want to open it up for the season, number one, you walk around the outside, and this is before turning the power on. See if anything is out of place, and see if the power panel box is okay. That's assuming that you have power.
Yeah, that's another thing to check.
Yeah, and before you hit that main breaker, you want to do a little research. You want to see if the mice have gotten to some of the wires. Don't ask me why mice like to eat rubber wire insulation, but they do. Okay, we tell everybody to change the batteries and test all the smoke and carbon monoxide detectors. You know, we'd say spring forward and fall back, and that's the time to change it. Well, a summer place, a cottage, you're not there in those times.
No, just change them right then and there.
Change them while you're opening up. And opening up can be the most dangerous time frame.
It can be, yeah.
Okay, check all the fire extinguishers. And we suggest you bring a new fire extinguisher every single year, $15 or $20.
Right. Why not?
Bring one. What's the worst thing that can happen? You're going to have too many fire extinguishers? Is there such a thing?
I don't think so.
There is until the fire starts, and then there isn't.
Right.
Well, that's one of those things we always say, you know, in Boy Scouts, you put the dining fly up first because you can put your tents up underneath it and then carry them over to where you want. But if you put that dining fly up so you're protected from the rain, it won't rain.
That too.
Fire extinguishers, same way. If you have that mindset that brings the fire extinguisher, then you chances are have the mindset to prevent the need for it.
That's true.
Mm-hmm. Okay, now everybody will tell you, next thing is easy. Open all the windows and ventilate the place.
Oh, yeah. Get that stale air out.
Yeah. Let the mice really breathe deeply. All right. And then check your chimney and your heating system. If you got wood, that's easy to check. Check that chimney, though. If you got wood, you got creosote.
Yeah. And that's simple 5-10 minutes with a wire brush and you're done.
Yep, 10 minutes with a wire brush will prevent your nephew from trying not to slide off a metal roof while dropping an 8-foot 2x4 down a metal bestest chimney that is totally plugged,
mm-hmm.
and making it safe to be in the camp because it was so smoky in there you couldn't see and we came close to a chimney fire. Do not ask me how I know about this.
It's what happens at the camp stays at the camp.
Actually, we have a sign that says what happens at camp will be on Facebook in the morning. All right, then test your heating system. Make sure everything works.
Yeah, that's right.
And it might be a great time to have your furnace serviced. And make sure you're present during that test. Don't turn it on and come back next weekend to see if it worked.
No.
Fire that thing up and stay there that night so you know what's going on. Okay, time to turn the water on. Every system is different, but there's a lot of older camps that would have a galvanized water tank. And you got to remember, those do not have a bladder in them. You can't compress water, you compress air.
That's right.
So if you get a blue tank, it'll have a bladder in it. You got to make sure it's holding air, which would be easy to tell. If you got water pressure, it's holding air. If a galvanized tank, if you have one, and you do not have any water pressure, but the water flows, that tank is waterbound. There's no air in it.
Mm-hmm.
And the solution is very, very simple. At any rate, check your water system. Make sure it's working. Remove all the aerators from the faucets. And the plumbers will tell you when you check your water system to turn the outside spigots on first and the tub on second, because those have the least restriction in the pipes. An aerator in a faucet has a very restrictive screen in there, and they can fill up very quickly.
Oh, yeah.
If some of your house has good water pressure and the rest of it does not,
check the screen.
Undo that aerator,
yeah.
Clean it out. You will find a bunch of beach sand in there, and you'll say, I'm nowhere near the beach. What's going on? All right, check in and inspect each electrical fixture. Every light, every fan, every toaster, every coffee maker. Remember the mice.
Mm-hmm.
There's the kicker. We're going to blame them for absolutely everything wrong with that house.
Well, they get into the darndest places.
Yep.
They do.
All right. Now we say, you know, make sure you check your roof, your gutters, your drains, your walkways, and generally inspect your house for any damage and any needed maintenance. And then number 10, which we said we would get to, is sit down on a porch with a beverage of your choice and relax.
Ah.
After all, isn't that why you bought the place in the first place?
Some people, you know, it takes a long time to realize that there's a long path to getting to that last 10th step.
And if you take those 10 steps, basically take care of your place, you can enjoy it all summer, and chances are you're not going to have a problem.
Mm-hmm.
So two things we say. Number one, ask the question you need answered. Remember your teacher telling you there are no stupid questions?
And there aren't.
And
the one that you don't ask is the stupid question.
Yeah, and there are stupid answers, which we'll get into that sometime.
Oh, I love those.
And the other thing is, please, please, please stay safe out there.
Absolutely. Bob, we'll be looking forward to next week's segment.
Thank you very much. See you in a week.